Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. In today's episode, we're delving into the highlights and insights of the latest Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, a leading resource for everyone passionate about embedded Python and its innovation journey. Whether you're a developer, a tech enthusiast, or steering a project team, the newsletter is a goldmine for comprehensive updates on CircuitPython, MicroPython, and hardware developments like the ever-popular Raspberry Pi. It cuts through the tech noise, delivering timely news on software releases, security concerns, AI trends, and industry insights all in one digestible format. Let's kick things off with a look at the heart of every edition. Robust coverage of software developments, notable events, showcased projects, and the ever-evolving world of hardware for embedded Python. This week's software roundup brings significant kernel updates into focus, with the stable releases of Linux 7.1.6 and NetBSD 11.0, each introducing enhancements essential to the security, performance, and adaptability needed in today's fast-moving tech environment. Not to be missed, Greg Kroah-Hartman and his team have rolled out critical changes in Linux 7.1.6, addressing a mixture of maintenance issues and pressing vulnerabilities. A reminder that open-source development is both collaborative and vigilant in keeping our systems resilient. NetBSD, not to be outdone, has reached a major milestone with the release of version 11.0, which notably adds support for the RISC-V architecture, a game-changer for emerging hardware platforms and future-proofing embedded applications. These core updates reflect how the broader community is channeling effort into making systems more secure and versatile, directly benefiting developers working at the intersection of hardware and Python. Now on the security front, the newsletter shines a spotlight on the rapid escalation of vulnerabilities, especially in the burgeoning realm of AI-powered services and infrastructure. This week brings strong advisories for developers to prioritize not only the patching of systems, but also proactive risk analysis around AI-integrated codebases. As AI weaves deeper into everything from customer service to critical infrastructure, the attack surfaces expand, making it essential for engineers to stay informed and up to date about newly uncovered exploits and best practice mitigation. Beyond the technical patch notes, the newsletter presents a broader discussion on how AI is transforming entire sectors, starting with automation and customer service roles. Case studies are on the rise as companies tap AI solutions to streamline support and engagement, but there's mounting debate about the societal and employment impacts of such sweeping automation. In fact, more corporations are openly replacing traditional customer service jobs with AI-driven alternatives, raising fair concerns about job redundancy, reskilling needs, and the long-term shifting of workplace dynamics. The message is clear. While AI unlocks new efficiency peaks, its integration challenges both communities and companies to consider the broader implications for the workforce. Zooming out further, the entertainment industry itself isn't immune to these disruptions, with Hollywood at the crossroads of embracing AI for content creation and navigating ongoing debates with creative unions. The newsletter explores how film studios are balancing the promises of generative AI against the reality of union contracts and concerns about job security for writers, artists, and technicians. As this technological shift continues, it's becoming a pivotal test case for how creative industries worldwide might adapt, negotiate, and ultimately redefine the boundaries of human and AI collaboration. Privacy and surveillance also hit the radar, with recent revelations regarding law enforcement's misuse of automated license plate readers, a sobering reminder that not all innovation is without controversy. The coverage details how these powerful systems, designed for crime prevention, are being used beyond their intended context, spurring advocacy for clear regulatory frameworks and stronger privacy protections. It's a crucial issue for technologists and lawmakers alike, underlining the need for transparency and accountability in the use of AI-driven surveillance tools. Let's turn now to cloud connectivity, a topic on the mind of just about every IT team grappling with the operational demands of modern AI deployments. The newsletter features recent research confirming what many suspect, that organizations are burning considerable time troubleshooting cloud connectivity issues, which can delay the rollout of even the most visionary AI-powered features. In fact, the findings indicate that IT teams routinely spend upwards of several hours each week tackling cloud-related friction, pushing organizations toward more robust, scalable, and reliable infrastructure solutions. Such trends are nudging companies, especially those working on the bleeding edge of AI, to invest more thoughtfully in network resilience and automation. Moving from the cloud to the desktop, Another segment of the newsletter brings the debate about open versus proprietary document formats into sharp focus, highlighting a growing preference for open standards among developers and end users. As organizations face the challenges of digital sovereignty, reliance on proprietary document formats, think Microsoft Office or Google Docs, can constrain both freedom and innovation, locking users into specific ecosystems. The push for open document formats, such as the widely supported Open Document Format, offers a tangible path to interoperability, future-proofing, and user empowerment. The newsletter's discussion here isn't just philosophical. It's grounded in real-world stakes for organizations managing ever-growing troves of critical data and documentation. And alongside those open format discussions sits continued user frustration around the complexities and inconsistencies of Microsoft Office formats, particularly as people try to shift documents between different Office suites, encountering issues that stem from non-standard implementations and workaround heavy practices. This recurring headache is prompting the community to advocate for compliance testing, transparency, and documentation that helps users avoid traps set by transitional formatting quirks, ultimately pushing vendors to commit to better standards alignment. Let's pause to appreciate what binds all these threads together. The Python for Microcontrollers newsletter's ability to not only survey the technical landscape of today's embedded development, but also to anticipate the challenges and opportunities ahead. As Python continues to extend its reach into new domains, thanks largely to projects like CircuitPython and MicroPython, communities are growing, fresh contributors are coming on board, and the boundary lines between software, hardware, and AI are blurring. This expansion is resulting in a vibrant ecosystem of makers, professionals, and academics who regularly tune in to resources like the newsletter to stay agile, build networks, and respond quickly to industry shifts. One key takeaway from the newsletter's recent reporting is the sheer rate of change, particularly as new AI breakthroughs arrive almost weekly, raising fresh questions for privacy, ethics, security, and workforce readiness. For technologists and decision makers alike, it means a continual process of reassessing tool chains, updating workflows, and sometimes even reimagining what their products can achieve in the current era. Looking to the future, the newsletter remains committed to bridging these gaps, offering timely, ad-free insight, and a roundtable for ongoing conversations about what embedded Python can accomplish across different contexts. For engineers tinkering with single-board systems, hobbyists building passion projects, or teams deploying large-scale IoT solutions, staying looped into these updates is more important than ever. The Python for Microcontrollers newsletter doesn't just summarize weekly changes. It actively empowers readers to make informed decisions, adopt smarter workflows, and contribute meaningfully to open-source progress. For example, by keeping a finger on the pulse of ongoing security research, developers can better defend their devices and software from the fast-evolving threat landscape tied to highly connected AI systems. And by following advances in open standards, engineers and organizations can build with freedom and flexibility, rather than getting boxed into short-sighted proprietary solutions that risk becoming future bottlenecks or liabilities. Every episode and every newsletter release brings new perspectives, whether it's real-world case studies of AI transforming supply chains or debates on how automation might reshape creative, technical, and customer-facing occupations across global markets. As the conversation continues, it becomes evident that each challenge faced by embedded Python developers isn't just technical, it's also human, touching on topics of privacy, autonomy, ethical governance, and inclusion in the broader world of technology. With so much tech development happening at the intersection of rapid software innovation, artificial intelligence, and hardware integration, the role of community-driven news sources like the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter is only going to grow in significance. So whether you're just starting out with your first microcontroller project, leading a multidisciplinary team, or you're simply curious about where Python is headed next, tuning into this newsletter pays real dividends for your learning and your contributions. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap what makes this resource stand out. Expertly curated updates, deep dives into both the technical and human sides of digital transformation, and a steadfast commitment to open, progressive development. The pace of change isn't slowing, and the best way to stay informed is to keep in touch with the sources who track, analyze, and explain the shifting landscape with clarity and depth. In the weeks ahead, expect continued reports on emerging AI innovations, ongoing security advisories, new hardware launches, and thoughtful analysis of industry debates shaping the future of embedded systems. My advice, if you're not already tuned in to the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, this is the moment to subscribe and share with your community. Before we go, here are a few practical actions for listeners. First, Review your current stack for any outstanding security patches highlighted in the latest newsletter. Consider exploring the community's favorite open document format solutions and see how you might adopt them for greater flexibility and future-proofing. Finally, join the conversations online, whether that's on your favorite open source forum, the newsletter's feedback channels, or your own workspace, because staying connected is foundational to making impactful tech decisions. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening.